It's a great movie, by the way.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Hey, this is Matt with Damaged Goods Radio. I'm here with the band Priests. They just played a show here at Nice Price Books and Records on Hillsborough Street.
Yeah.
Could everyone introduce yourselves?
Hey, I'm GL Jaguar. I play guitar.
I'm Katie. I sing.
I'm Taylor. I play bass.
I'm Danielle. I play drums.
Awesome. Well, yeah, you guys just played a really good set today. I was definitely digging it. You guys were definitely on fire.
Thank you so much. This was our last show of tour. It was very, very fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, the song Doctor, I have to ask you about that. What's the deal with that song?
It's actually a line that it's a paraphrasing of a line that I heard in a Cassavetes movie, but I just thought it made a good refrain, and it's just about, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory song if you listen to the lyrics.
No, I just thought it was funny because a friend of mine was, she was saying that, you know, the best song I played that week was, you know, You Put Your Fingers in Other People's Mouths All Day. She was like, I don't even know what that song was, but that was awesome.
That's great. I mean, I try to write lyrics that will be evocative of a picture in a person's mind, hopefully to make it more memorable. We're definitely interested in making, like, catchy pop songs, so I try to write lyrics that way.
Yeah, because that's a good one, because I listened to the album online, and that song was, like, stuck in my head at work the next day, and I'd only heard it, like, once, so I figured that was, you know, the best one to play.
Mission accomplished.
But, yeah, so how long have you guys actually been a band?
I guess, like, 2.5 or 3 years. Yeah, it'll be 3 years at the end of this year, coming on 3 years.
And do you have, I've got this album here, it's called Bodies in Control and Money in Power. And that just came out, right?
Yes, it came out June 3rd.
And how many actual releases do you have? I mean, I know you have this album, but isn't there a couple other ones?
We have like a demo tape and a 7-inch 45 record we put out, and a tape that we did for a tour last summer. And this EP that just came out is the newest thing. And they've all been out on our record label that we run, Sister Polygon Records, but this most recent one is a collaboration with Don Giovanni Records.
So what about any memorable, like, show stories, like anything crazy happen on, you know, your tour, like anything that's like a good road story?
I have one. It wasn't on this tour, it was on the last one, but when we were in Milwaukee, I saw an oogle take a bong rip out of a Pringles can.
Yeah. Could you explain an oogle for some of the people that might not know? Like, if my mother's listening, how could you explain? Because she has listened to my show before, so, you know, if you can explain what an oogle is.
An oogle is a traveling punk. Oftentimes they have trust funds and ride on trains.
They have dreads.
You might have seen a white person with dreads and a pit bull with a bandana around its neck wearing a brown vest with patches on it and maybe some bones like stuck in their hair or like around their belt.
You could also call them a crust fun kid, right?
Yes, that's true.
Do you guys have any songs written about these so-called mutants, if you will?
No, that's a good challenge, though. We gotta do that. gotta get on it.
They're not worth our time.
Yeah, I think maybe there's bigger targets to attack.
Yeah, you know, like...
Well, my doctor is actually an oogle, so...
is that for real?
It's Obamacare.
Yeah.
Well, so this is the last night of the tour, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're done. We're done. It's been a month. We're really excited to sleep on our own beds and relax for a minute.
So are you guys all, like, originally from D.C.?
No. I am. And Gideon is. But that's it.
What about everyone else?
I've kind of lived all over, and I was born in Texas. And Katie was born in Michigan.
Are there, are there any exciting bands in D.C. that, besides yourselves, that we should be aware of?
No.
No, none? They're all garbage?
No, there's so many right now. I'm trying to think of my favorites. I'm biased. One of my favorite new D.C. bands that moved recently from L.A. is Neonates, because I get to play drums with them sometimes. Also, my friend's band, Dudes, is pretty awesome. And then there's a brand new band that had their first show, and I was gone for it, and I'm devastated because it's supposed to be really good, but they're playing again July 15th called People's Drug. That I'm really excited to see. I mean, there's a million, but those are just like...
Puff Pieces. Puff Pieces.
Oh, yeah,
get
Puff
the new
Pieces.
Puff Pieces records out now on Love It Records.
What do they sound like?
They're really good.
Angular, tight, with poetry put over it.
They used to be in this band Antelope, but this is like Antelope, but a lot faster and better.
I don't think it sounds like Antelope at all.
You don't like Antelope.
It doesn't sound like Antelope. There's a lot of other good bands. There's a cool metal band called Satan Satyrs. There's a lot of hardcore right now. Coke Bust is a perennial favorite from DC. Chain and the Gang is a lot of our friends.
Yeah, I saw them play a show here, a free show.
They're great.
Cigarette. And Teen Liver. And Kid Congo, the Pink Monkey Birds.
DC's kind of, in compared with other times, DC's kind of exploding with music right now. There's a lot of cool stuff. Taylor's actually in another band called Young Trinas that are...
Wait, what's the name?
Young Trying To. It's Young Trinas, but it's like, imagine if you were saying, like, I'm trying to go to the party, or like, trying to go to the bathroom is usually how they use it.
Trying to smooch on someone.
Well, I always like to hear about, like, when you're on tour, like, when a band is playing, and or when you're on, like, between shows and you stop at, like, have you been to any weird truck stops where you get, like, weird stares from people?
I don't actually feel...
Oh, Betty Beavers! Oh, my God. Okay, there's trucks up. I don't even know where we were. I think it was New York.
It was New York.
It was called Betty Beavers, and it had a neon, like, molded plastic sign, kind of, except it was pretty flat. It was, like, a very anthropomorphized female beaver with, like, lots of mascara and lipstick.
It's called Betty Beavers, but it was definitely a squirrel.
It was a squirrel with huge tits that were 3D and stuck out of the sign.
And it was dressed in, like, a patriotic sexy dress.
Yeah, like a red and white.
A squirrel in a patriotic sexy dress with large plastic breasts.
It's like a French maid's outfit, but red, white, and blue. And also the food there was terrible.
The food was really bad.
So this is not going to be, like, your next album cover or anything like that?
We try to, like, stop for cool places. Like, this tour, we saw some redwoods, and we saw, like, we jumped over a fence and saw the Golden Gate Bridge. We went to Joshua Tree, and other tours, we've been to Dinosaur Land, and we saw The Thing, and Carlsbad Cavern. So we go places.
The Thing? Oh, you mean, like, the movie?
Or The It, or whatever. No, it's in the desert.
Okay, you'll see billboards for it for, like, hundreds of miles around in Arizona that are like, have you seen The Thing in big letters? And after like 70 miles, you're like, what the hell is The Thing? And then you finally get there, and it's like this huge gift shop with like shot glasses and diapers and like, wind chimes that all say The Thing on it. And then fortunately it's only like $1 that you pay, but you go in to see The Thing, and it's this like really crappy museum that at the end they're like, and here's a mummy.
It's like a dumpy mummy, like in a cardboard box.
It's a really dumpy mummy.
It's like actually like a sack of potatoes.
It's cool because they only charge you like $1 or something. You don't really feel that swindled.
Yeah. The hype of the billboards that are literally like, there'll be like 3 in a row like hyping it, and then you go like another 50 miles, so there's like another, and they're huge and like yellow.
And there's other stuff in the museum too that's just like so underwhelming. It'll be like a picture of a car that Hitler drove.
You made me think of South of the Border. Have you guys ever been there?
Yes, I've been there. The place is over the top.
I've never been.
It's like right between North and South Carolina, and it's like for like the first 50 miles, like on the way to South Carolina, there's like a cartoon of a guy in a sombrero, and it's like every mile it says like you're 48 miles or 47 miles from it, and it's like just a bunch of crappy tourist stuff, and they have like a run-down arcade with 3 machines in it, and like the rest are broken. It's just so, and it's all this cheap like knockoff, like it's just weird.
I went to their parking lot, and then somehow was surrounded by kittens when I woke up.
Surrounded by kittens. That's a really good song title, by the way.
I just want you to react to this photo that I'm showing you and kind of describe it to your listeners.
Betty Beaver. Okay, so there's a beaver.
It's a squirrel, right?
A squirrel. Yeah, it looks like a squirrel pumping gas with... Is that like... The shirt, I can't even make out what that is. That's incredible.
It's just
it's just like, okay, oh my, that's that's, you know, the best Beaver shot I've seen all day. So that's.
I didn't notice that the nipples were out.
Oh man, that's pretty incredible. I think someone should get that as a tattoo.
Betty Beavers should pay us for hyping up their gas station.
I think. Oh my god, that's a ridiculous picture there. That's.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I think.
I mean, of course, they're not real, but I mean, like, that can't be.
Yeah, she's had some work.
Yeah. Oh, Betty. You're all plastic
Betty,
these days.
Pussy.
You could be, like, the maybe the house band there, right?
Oh,
oh man.
If you want to see us, go all the way to Betty Beavers.
They'd have to pay you in something ridiculous.
They'd have to pay you in plastic surgery.
Do they have, like, shirts you could buy with, like, that picture on it, or, like...
Yeah. I think they did, but I was like, this is kind of... I want it. I'm not gonna buy it.
The t-shirts were really good.
Yeah, they were like super booby, but like if it's out of context, if you saw someone wearing that shirt, you'd be like, creep. But like, knowing the context, you're like, that's hilarious. We were like, we were thought about it. Could we pull off in public?
We were thinking, would it be problematic if we got this t-shirt? and then we're like moving towards the door, like, no.
You guys would all have to get that t-shirt together where it'd be like, no, we're playing an entire show. Where each one of us will wear the shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do a sexy cut-off punk DIY thing, and people think it was like ironic.
Sell it on Etsy, right?
Sell it on Etsy.
Yeah.
Turn it into the psychedelic crop top of my dreams.
Have you ever looked up, if you want some entertainment, just like look up Morrissey on Etsy and all the like horrible Morrissey artwork. It's just awesome.
There's great Bill Murray artwork too. Mm-hmm.
Someone has Morrissey inside like a s'more and it's Morrissey.
S'morrissey?
Yeah.
Oh my.
It's a pillow.
Oh, you.
I sent it to you. I sent you the link.
Oh well, I'll give Kate, my friend Kate, full credit for that. Then yeah, that's for s'morsy. Yeah.
S'morsy.
Yeah. So have you guys? Are you guys gonna get more like merchandise? Like, where's the action figures or the, you know?
Merchandising. You know merchandising.
We played with this band last summer called Hot Fruit.
Yeah,
they're from Olympia. They were so amazing. But they had the best merch. They had, like, pimp cups. They had tall tees. They had crop tops.
They had their hard drives.
I think this might have paused.
Oh, did it? Okay, yeah. We're good now.
Okay, pimp cups, tall tees, crop tops, velvet shirts.
Memory sticks.
USB sticks.
snap bracelets,
trucker hats. So I don't know if we can ever top that. Actually, we are planning on making peace styles. I don't know if you know what that is. I'll explain.
I don't.
It is a funnel for people who are female bodied.
Yeah.
And you can pee standing up wherever you want. And I use mine all the time. It's dolphin noise. Yeah, I'm going to spell my name in the snow in the winter, so
that's so good. If you're ever like, I'm at the lake and I'm going to have to go down this trail, I'm just going to pee on the
side. I peed in a urinal. I peed in a lot of new places. I'll just say that.
Pee style, opening doors.
Not very priestly of you.
You need to pee next to each other sometimes.
Well, so the question is... if you had action figures of everyone in the band, like, what would be your special weapon?
Probably, like, a pizza, and I could throw the pizza, like Ninja Turtles, you know?
I like that.
Mine would be a Segway.
A Segway.
And nice. I would just, like, whenever things got really awkward or uncomfortable, I would, like, reverse into the shadows.
Reminds me, I saw those people on like a Segway tour of DC. That was kind of amusing. Yeah.
I would just have a lot of guns and knives.
Okay, I like that.
I'm a pacifist.
So
you wouldn't have an accessory?
You wouldn't have like, you could have like a hat or like a, I don't know, something cool.
I just couldn't think of anything smart, so I said that. It's not pretty much what I'm looking
for. Sorry. Would you have a zine about pacifism?
I would have really obnoxious personal zines that like forced on you and made you so uncomfortable so you like had to know all my history of trauma without asking. And then I would like want you to talk to me about it.
I like that. Well, I guess they started playing some 90s R&B here, so I guess that's our cue to, you know. But yeah, well, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Listen to that. I forget the name of the radio station.
Damage Goods.
Damage Goods. WKYC 98.6.
I don't even think that. Yeah! Nice. Score.